Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Morning to you, young
Good
Matt.
Good morning, mate.
Right, let's run through the headlines this morning. US markets up, helped by strong Apple numbers. Europe flat as oil rallies on Saudi Arabia power consolidation. Lots to talk about there. Markets, record highs.
Yeah, record highs in the US. We've seen kind of FTSE grind high on the weak pound, onwards and upwards for that. And oil rallying as well. There's a lot going on in Saudi Arabia. Basically, the Crown Prince is having this power consolidation. He's calling it anti-corruption. Who would want to argue with them? But it's maybe clearing it out. And, you know, just bear in mind Aramco, etc., they're trying to float. Apparently, Donald Trump has met with them had a phone call saying, you know, begging Saudi Arabia to list in New York. So probably not good for London Stock Exchange. A lot of IPOs actually have been cancelled.
Pulled
of late, so watch out for that. So a lot kind of, you know, geopolitically, last week was that we had a lot of data points out. This week, it's a bit lighter, so people are now looking at geopolitical situation. Trump's over in Japan, we've got Saudi Arabia, obviously sleaze in the UK, Europe, Catalonia. All interesting, but gold hasn't really moved on the back of that. But I think that's going to be the news flow and the key for this week. But it's November. I was just thinking earlier, if you're a fund manager, you've had probably a good year. What are you doing now? Are you taking money off the table? Or, I mean, that's certainly for the active fund managers, they may be. Passive fund managers can't do anything. They just let the algos and the computers do what they do. But that's going to be interesting over the coming weeks, just how people are now viewing 2017 as a whole and really what they're going to do in 2018.
Okay, let's talk about FTSE stocks, SSE. What's caught your attention there?
Yes, stories, news flow flowing around the weekend. SSE, Scottish and Southern Energy, may be looking to quit the UK. I think it's probably unlikely that will happen, but they've got 8 million customers in the UK, and the big fear for them are the government price caps. And that will eat into their profits.
Right.
So that they're a little bit aware of that. I was talking to Clem Chambers, founder of ADVFN, actually this morning, saying actually he's very bullish electricity companies, power companies, in the light of more battery powered cars going forward, and they could actually be a net beneficiary of more battery cars on the road.
Very good. Okay, so let's move on to currencies. So the Great British Pound, 131.14. Clearly, seller for choice.
Yeah, still a seller for choice. I mean, we may see a little bit of a technical bounce after the sell-off last week on the back of Bank of England and the future rate hike expectation, or no expectation of hike going forward. Around this level, it feels fairly priced, but I think we could see it sub 130 by the end of the year. Again.
Okay, and the euro, Great British Pound, 88.53.
Yeah, we're still looking
on Europe this week.
Back on Europe. Brexit talks, I believe you're out in Brussels, so you can get the inside track of what's going on there. It's all hinging on Brexit negotiations continuing.
Understood. In terms of broker upgrades, downgrades today, 7 Trent, HSBC, new recommendation, buy.
Yeah, interestingly, again, utilities in a higher interest rate environment, or basically maybe this is HSBC saying we don't expect more interest rate hikes, and obviously a high-yielding dividend stock in 7 Trent. So they've come out as buy. The stock's up about 2.5% this morning on the back of that one.
Very
to look
good.
Out for.
Okay, the core number, nice graph here, 6 months when stock soar. Extraordinary.
So this was in the Daily Mail, and it's very interesting. It's basically saying if you're going to invest, or you're going to pick 6 months of the year to invest in, the best part is between November to April and not May to October. Very interesting. We were talking at the top of the show about fund managers. What are they doing? Are they taking profits off? Or are they looking at historic performance and saying, well, if I've got any cash, now's the time maybe to be putting it in to the market? So that's very interesting. But it's also interesting for viewers, if you're a long-term investor, sometimes it's just a case of just drip feeding whatever you can into the market. Don't try and pick the lows or the highs or whatever. You're better to be in it than on the sideline trying to guess where best to put your money and when. Just generally keep it in the market, and in theory it should go up. But, you know, obviously past performance is no indication of what will happen in the future.
You sound like a regulator,
indeed,
sir. Right, let's wrap up the economic calendar today. Theresa May speaks at the CBI conference. Janet Yellen speaks in the BRC retail sales.
Yeah, retail sales actually is one to look out for. We've got a reporting-wise, it's more on the corporate side rather than macro, with the likes of Sainsbury's and Marks and Spencer's this week. Two key bellwethers. Marks and Spencer's over the weekend talking about restructuring, maybe it's cost-cutting. Maybe this is a precursor to some bad numbers. We will see. They'll try and focus on any cost-cutting they can do going forward rather than the underlying or the headline numbers. Sainsbury's actually quite interesting, and it's going to the market will look at the updates with regards to the Argos integration. I think that seems to be going well.
I saw that firsthand at the weekend, an Argos within a Sainsbury's, and it didn't look right, but maybe I'm old-fashioned.
Well, I was in Sainsbury's in Clapham, and they've got a sushi counter, hand-rolled sushi counter. That seems to be the future. Maybe it's only in Clapham, but they seem to be doing the right
thing. It's in my neighbourhood as well, and it, again, looks very out of place. So final thoughts this week, markets?
Market-wise, I'd say it's going to be geopolitical events, so news flow is going to be a bit hard to judge, so look out for that. And also, certainly in the UK, corporate numbers, Sainsbury's, Marks & Spencer's, AB Foods, Imperial Brands and retail sales, I think.
And I think for the trendy people, Burberry?
They've got a checkered history, no pun intended. But yeah, it'd be interesting with Burberry, certainly, and their sales in China, how that's going post-Brexit, or post-Brexit chats.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much indeed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.